Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
I'm to spirituality.
It's the newest spirit.
Reality, spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Reality, spirituality.
You got a question for R.L.?
Click that button. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I am your host, Global Happiness Specialist. That's right. That's what I said. Global Happiness Specialist, Inner Peace Practitioner, Oracle, Teacher, but most importantly, a student. Student of what, Rebecca? A student of the universe and of laws, a student of the truth, a student of an endless journey seeking. What is this thing called happiness? What, I mean, if I ask the question, hey, would you want to experience more happiness along your life journey? Yes, both hands would raise, of course. Yes, yes. I get that all the time. All the time. Of course I want to experience more happiness. And in fact, this is the new thing. Happiness is the new wealth. I heard that a couple of weeks ago, and I'm going to hang on to it. Happiness is the new wealth. But I don't know about you. Everything I thought I was taught about happiness was wrong, was a program. Everything that I thought of, that I was taught about happiness actually brought me unhappiness. So let's get into it. But before I do, I want to thank you for just listening. Thank you for sharing the show. I'm getting a lot of new listeners every week. New followers. I don't know how the hell these people are finding me. And that's the point right there. Because this show, oh my goodness, mirrors mostly what I'm experiencing in my own journey. This is really just an open book. I'm pulling the curtains, and you're getting to see what's behind the curtain. Remember the Wizard of Oz? Don't look at the man. No. I'm showing you exactly my journey. And the point to sharing is to say that I am no different than anybody else out there, absolutely no different, except for maybe one thing. When I was younger, when you make a wish on your birthday cake and you make a wish and you blow out the candles, you remember, I'm sure everybody's done that, or not, or maybe a coin tossed into a fountain or a river or an ocean. I always wished for the same two things. Number one, I wanted to live to my potential. I didn't know what that meant. I didn't know what it looked like. I didn't know. I had no visualization about it. I just said, I want to live to my potential. And then the second thing I always asked for is I wanted to be happy. And you know when you ask the question, how do I, you get an answer. And this journey, I'm telling you right now, get all choked up. It actually amazes me. 45 years of this. I'm 67. Don't tell anybody. 67 years old. 45 years of studying. 45 years of seeking. 45 years of looking for answers. Answers to what? Answers to how do I maintain? Is it possible to maintain and sustain happiness, regardless of what life throws at you. Is it possible? And let me be very clear. And for my listeners that have been listening to me for a long time, excuse the introduction. You know I always have to share for the new people that have found the show. Oh, but before I do that, if you want to speak with me live, you can call in. The number is area code 646-564-9619. Again, the number is area code 646-564-9619. Press the number 1, and you'll be connected right away. I'll see you in the queue. And if you're on Wisdom, of course, you can just ask to join the show or make a comment. I love questions. And even more than questions, I love it when you don't agree. I love it. I love the challenge. No, Rebecca, you're wrong. No, Rebecca, this happiness thing is, I love a challenge. I really, really, it helps me. It helps me solidify the answers. Okay, the answers to what? Let me just start off by sharing my definition of happiness. My definition of happiness is the ability to maintain, to vibrate an energy of peace and contentment, regardless of what life is throwing at you. What? Okay, I'll say it again. My definition of happiness is the ability to maintain a vibration, a personal vibration of peace and contentment, regardless of what life throws at you, regardless of how many likes you have, regardless of how much money you have in the bank, regardless of whether or not you have a relationship, regardless of your health, that's right, I said it, regardless of your health, regardless of all circumstances, is it possible to vibrate an energy of peace and contentment? That means vibrate it all the time, regardless of what's happening. And then, of course, I get the, no, it's not. When life happens, then my vibration changes. I get it. And that's the topic of today's show. Ooh, did you like how I segued into that? The topic of today's show is, who do you identify with more? Your human being, your human side, or your spiritual side, spiritual being? Your humanness or your spiritualness? I don't even know if those are words, but if they're not, they're words right now. Your humanness or your spiritualness? Now, if you're listening, you've heard me talk, and you've heard this before, that, okay, here we go. We are spiritual beings having a human experience. Who are we? Spiritual beings, consciousness, having a human experience. And I know you've heard that, what's the new... A gentleman that I just discovered, or the universe just brought to my attention, maybe about a month ago. He's a channel, and he channels an entity called Barsha, B-A-R-S-H-A. Look him up. What is his name? Daryl, D-A-R-R-Y-L. Oh, what is his last name? You can just Google it, Barsha. Yeah, that's who he channels. Anyway. I was listening to one of his interviews, and he was talking about, and you've heard this before, you're just like you go to sleep and you have a dream or a nightmare, and you wake up, oh, boy, that was just a dream. Thank goodness. Oh, I was dreaming. Well, he's not the only one that has said this, that after our life is over, after this humanness is over and we breathe our last breath, and then we, quote-unquote, wake up in another dimension. Oh, that was just a dream, just a quick dream. I blinked my eyes, and wow, what an experience I had on Earth. What an earthly experience. Oh, that was just a dream. This is who I really am. Anyway, that's where I'm coming from with this. Back to the introduction. So I shared my definition of happiness. The good news is, my dear audience, is that this happiness thing, this inner peace, this vibration of contentment is all a practiced skill. It's all a practice. What? That's right. And the practice, it's so, I'm not going to say that it's easy, but it makes so much sense because I don't know about you, but I wasn't born not accepting who I was or what I looked like. I wasn't born being impatient. I wasn't born having a need to be right or resisting the moment. I wasn't born being critical of myself and others. I mean, I wasn't born with those skills and with those talents of worrying. Talents, that's funny. With the behavior of worrying or giving power to words or talking negatively about someone else or thinking something is serious or something is important. No, all of those were programmed. And so the practice is putting a spotlight on, only if you're committed and only if you prioritize this thing we call happiness, because what I found out is everybody doesn't. And boy, was I shocked with that. What do you mean everybody doesn't want to be happy? What are you talking about? No, much to my chagrin, no, everybody doesn't. Everybody isn't interested. They're just not, for whatever reason. Talk about acceptance. But with all of that, and I wasn't born being afraid, having that fear. So the point is that these human behaviors that have been programmed with all of us, I don't care where you're from, I don't care what culture, I don't care what the continent you're on, as soon as you're born, you're given a name, a nationality, a religion, a race, and a culture. Then you spend the rest of your life identifying and defending that identity and that program. As soon as you're born, you're given a name, a nationality, a religion, a race, and a culture. Then you spend the rest of your life identifying with it. So you know that this is just simple. If you were born in another country, you'd be a different person. So it comes back down to the programming. It comes down to recognizing and being honest and really doing the research of where did I get this belief? How did I get this belief? Again, and if you want to call in and speak with me live, I'll come to you in the queue and just give me a couple of minutes. Call in area code 646-564-9619. Again, area code 646-564-9619. Back to happiness is a practice skill. It circles all the way back to you, my dear listener. All the way back to you. And where is the work? Where is all of the work done? Where is the self-awareness? Where is the conscious work done? Of course, I've said it a million times. In the mirror. In the mirror. And I shared that you don't have to be honest with others, but definitely honest with yourself. You know, I got some pushback on that this week. I got some real serious pushback on that. Oh, well, if you're in a relationship, what did he say? If you're in a relationship with someone and you say that you love them, and if you're not being honest with them, then what kind of relationship is that in the first place? I get it. I promise you I get it. But that brings me to the point of what I practice, and I do not pretend to have all of the answers, and I do not pretend to my way or the highway. All I'm doing here on this show on Reality Spirituality is sharing what I've experienced, and only to give you a possible different perspective. That's it. A different perspective, another way of looking at a circumstance, a situation, a challenge, just another way. That's it. So you either resonate with what I'm sharing or you don't, or you're inspired by it or you don't. It's not personal. We all have our individual journeys. We are as different as our fingerprints. So whether someone agrees with me or not, it's okay. And you too, it's okay. It's not personal. This is an impersonal universe. Let me get back to short introduction. So when I say happiness is a practice skill, the practice is reverting back to who you were when you were born. Being like a child. I think that's another topic that's talked about. Being like a child, being in that moment before the programming, you know, that moment where you lived in the present moment and you weren't thinking about what you were going to do tomorrow and you weren't thinking about, or you weren't focused on, you were in the present moment. So when I talk about being like a child, what I'm saying is just going back to who you really are before the programming. There's nothing wrong with accomplishments. There's nothing wrong with titles. There's nothing wrong with having money, awards. But the accomplishments, the money, the quote-unquote, the definition that this world uses as somebody that's successful has nothing to do with lasting happiness, peace, and or contentment for the individual. You can win. What is it? Okay, NBA championships, the Super Bowl championships, Academy Awards, Tonys, you name it. Those accolades are there. Wow, feels great in the moment, but how do you feel 30 minutes later, an hour later, the next day? This world teaches, practices the programming of dissatisfaction, and that's another program. I'm dissatisfied in this moment. No, this moment isn't enough. I need more. I need more from my life. I need more in this moment. I need more, 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 more. And I'm only laughing because, hell yeah, I was there too. Did I say 45 years of this? Yes, I did. And this just kept coming up over and over how the present moment isn't enough. So let's get to today's topic. And let's talk about and or share, who do you identify with more? Who do you identify with? Your humanness or your spiritualness? Your human being or your spiritual being? Let me ask you a question. Which entity, from the human to the spiritual, which entity do you think is intuitively, do you think is going to offer more, bring more peace to you and your life? Being a human or being more spiritual? And I'm sharing this because I've gotten to a point where this identifying with Rebecca L. Norrington, happiness specialist. I know I have to say it, and who am I? Yes, but in my personal life, I remember feeling identifying with a name, with my stories. You know, we all have stories, with the stories. I remember identifying with what happened or what happens to me. And what date is it today? May 21st, 2023. I'm over all of this human stuff. I don't say I have it 100%, but this humanness has got to go. Meaning, I acknowledge that I'm human. I acknowledge that I'm in a physical body. But I'm leaning to the other side. I'm leaning to that side that doesn't have a story, that universal, because the universe doesn't have stories. The universe is flowing, free-flowing. The universe doesn't label good or bad. That's a program. And in fact, let me get really clear with, oh, and I see somebody's waiting. Just give me a couple minutes, please. I just want to get through this. The spiritual side, your spiritual being, what does that even look like? What does that even mean? You know what that means, number one? Practicing patience. Practicing patience with how life unfolds, what life looks like when it unfolds. Practicing patience with self. Practicing patience with others. This is a world of instant gratification. Ooh, wee. Need it now, need it now, need it now. Yeah, I'm raising both of my hands. Used to, yes, that was me. Instant, urgent, urgent. But if I'm a spiritual being, which, you know, energy, it hasn't been created, or you can't create energy or destroy it. If I'm a physical, if I'm a spiritual being, guess what? I don't have a birth date. And I don't have a death date. No, bless me. What is she, crazy? No. Consciousness lives forever. Birth date? Now, I know this human, Rebecca L. Norrington, has a birth date, but I'm telling you right now, just letting go. Letting go of this identifying with humanness. Hold on a second. Guest waiting. Okay, guest waiting. Here we go. Yay! I'm glad I did that correctly. You know, I've done it a couple of times and I've lost people. Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Thank you for joining. Hakeem, what's up?
Hello, human.
Hello, human Rebecca. That's funny. Go ahead.
Sometime you'll be the spirit formerly known as Rebecca. At some point in time, hopefully not not sooner than you want. I just been hearing you, and I can identify with the understanding of wanting to be part of the eternal spiritual energetic force or vibration or that being that always is.
Mm-hmm.
That all power and all knowledge is in all places at all times. And
mm-hmm.
Yeah. So but at the same time, the realization I've come to is that this being here as Hakeem is part of also the spiritual journey. And there's been so many times when I just want to leave and go and not be here anymore. And it's a thought that I've had to come to terms with, that it's not going to go away. It's been here with me as long as I can remember. And but the conclusion I've come to is that I found that a lot of things that we do here as humans is part of a class, basically.
Mm.
It's part of an experience that we need to have, and that while I'm here, I might as well just make the best of it instead of always plotting ways to exit early and not leave a mark for other people to clean up. But But in doing that, to your point of this instant gratification, I lack this thing called patience.
Let me say this before you go on. Number one, I was just getting, my body was just chilling up when I was listening to you. I get chills when I hear the truth spoken. I mean, universal truth. So I just really, I'm feeling you. And let's get back to the patience. And know that you say you lack patience. You know that that's a program that you're running under, correct? This lack of patience program.
Well, I'm in my human form. I'm aware more than most people that I'm running programs because some training that I've had as a clinical hypnotist for years and years and years, and going to school and getting a degree in that specialty, I'm aware of programs everywhere. And so one thing I was speaking to someone yesterday about was that in order for me to continue to survive here on this earth, I've relinquished all hope, not in a morbid or sad way. Most people, it could seem sad, but I have zero expectations of surviving to the next moment. I don't expect anything from anyone. I've realized it's the reason why I don't loan money to people. I just give it. I realized it's why when I'm in a relationship, I just give love and I don't expect it to return. And that wasn't always the case because I wasn't always as clear about myself as I was. I had a lot of programs that were running that were like, well, I'm so nice to this person. Why aren't they nice to me back? I don't care about that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I actually just don't even, it doesn't even matter. It's, you know, so many people in the world have their lives cut short when they don't want it to be because of so many things, acts of God, natural disasters, wars, crimes.
Would you like to come back on because we're down to 15 seconds? Only if you have time, would you like, because I would like to address what you're saying.
Certainly.
Okay, good. Wow, this is really insightful. Very insightful. I am definitely going to welcome him back. Okay, go ahead. And what you were talking about loving somebody or loving unconditionally or loving the way the universe loves. Loving the way the universe loves. I always say that the sun shines on the serial killer and the Pope. But back up to what you're talking about with most people, and definitely the programming, and especially if you can recognize it. So let's get back to your impatience. And this is what I want to say: the people that are here and they supposedly die prematurely. That's another program too. This is my perspective. The universe. You will be here as long as you're supposed to be here. There's nothing you're going to do. There's nothing that you can say. There's nothing that's going to stop your destiny from happening. So,
this I understand.
Go ahead.
I just mean that to from the human point of view,
mm-hmm.
people feel like they're dying prematurely or leaving. Like there are people who, because we're in a human form, there's many people that don't expect that at any moment because they're here striving and wanting and trying to create and get things and move along. And then it's like, well, I didn't finish it. And so as they're dying or as somebody's murdering them or as a disease is killing them or as a natural disaster is coming, they tremble in fear because that's what they feel in human form. Their program says that's not what they want. They don't understand that it's, if you will, ordained.
Exactly.
As it is.
Exactly. But the thing is, that's their journey. And so that's one of the things that I, you know, only on the show talk about other people, but in my private life, I know that's their custom made journey. And so it's,
yep.
it's perfect. Let's get back to you and your patients. I mean, not having patients with all of this insight, with all of this wisdom, what's going on with the patients, Mr. Hakeem, man? Thank you. There we go. There we go. You know what else you have a little bit of? I'm just feeling it. A little bit of serious energy going. Serious. This is serious energy. And I'm not saying, not judging, it's just that I'm feeling it. And one of my practices is this shit is funny.
It is pretty hilarious.
Yes. Come on now. It's funny.
No, I mean, I'm generally amused by my existence and that of others. It really is pretty out there. It's a divine comedy.
Yes. So how often do you laugh a day? How often do you laugh? Is that on your list of things to do?
Oh, it's a continual thing. I'm pretty relaxed and laid back, but I do laugh a whole lot, especially when I'm interacting and talking to people. There are a lot of really funny things that, and just a lot of times it's just spontaneous. I really don't need much to get a laugh going. But I also did bring my spirit back into my human form for a little while because I came back from lucid dreamland. And there's a lot to learn from that experience, too, of being a lucid dreamer. I have a different perspective on spirit and that freedom. It's an interesting segue between that infinite consciousness that's in all places at all times and having a human identity. Because in a lucid dream state, my patients, it's not necessary because it's a thought-reactive space, and whatever I think, it manifests instantly.
Well, so I have a question. With all of this wisdom, so you must enjoy being impatient. What do you get?
I've realized that every single thing that I do, all of the little experiences that I have, all of that is my choice. Like I have absolute control and choice over the matter. All the things that I do, my impatience, my whatever it is, the melancholy, all of this stuff is all mine, and I own all of it. I always like to say, and I've said it very often here, that in the past, in the present, and in the future, I am completely responsible for all of my thoughts, my words, and actions, and no one else, no external being, nothing. It's all me doing this. And all the traits and characteristics and everything are all mine because it's part of my plan, and it's fun, and I'm enjoying it. All of the stuff that's happening, I've...
Come back if you have time. I wasn't paying attention. If you feel inspired to... I want to come back to that. I really want to talk, if you don't have time, I understand too. I also want to talk about something you said. Okay, here he comes. Okay, how you have control over everything. Oh, that's an interesting perspective. So your perspective is you have control over your thoughts. You have control over... What did you say? Your thoughts, your...
I'm absolutely responsible for all my thoughts, words, and actions in the past, present, and future. I'm responsible for them because I am the one... I'm using these thoughts, words, and actions. Hold on for a second. This might be my mother.
Oh, yeah. Well, talk to your mother.
Hello?
Hi, Mom.
Hey, Mom. are you at the new place?
I love it.
Are you at the new place, Mom?
Holy mother.
Okay.
I wonder how old his mother is. I wonder how old he is.
All right, listen.
He's on mute. Okay, so let's see. What was I saying? Well, let me say this. I don't know about you, my dear listeners, but I've never had any control over my thoughts, because if I had control over my thoughts, they wouldn't be what I would be thinking. It would be totally different. I wouldn't wake up in the morning with these constant stories if I had control over my thoughts. Do I have control over my digestive system? Do I have control over my heart beating? Do I have control? I know this is controversial. I know. I'm used to it. I promise you I am. Do I have control over my blood flowing? Do I? So I'm going to say as a human, no, I don't have control over these thoughts, because if I did, I would be thinking different thoughts. So let me get back to the topic, which is identifying with spirit. Hold on a second. Here we go. Oh, perfect. I'm back. What was I saying? Do I have control over? What do I have control over? Well, I definitely have control over my behavior. I definitely have control over my agenda. I have control over my intentions. I definitely have control over how I deliver a message, or how I talk to someone, or how I treat someone. I'm going to say that, but I'm not going to get on the bandwagon. I'm not going to agree that I have control over my thoughts. And the other thing is, scratch the my thoughts, the thoughts. It's just I look at these thoughts and these stories as a recycled, can I say garbage? Recycled garbage. And then I'm circling all the way back to, who do you identify with, your spiritual being or your human being? A human being, yes, my thoughts. These are my thoughts. These are my stories. That this is my body. There's a difference. There's a difference. And I'm not telling you to agree with me only if it resonates, because I'm telling you right now I'm off this human train. Off the human train. Because spirit doesn't resist the present moment. Spirit your spiritual being doesn't think that you're wasting time. And in fact, if you are an internal being, which you are, your consciousness, eternally, there is no beginning, there is no end, then there's no such thing as waste of time. I get it. It's another program. I'm just letting you know, it's another program. Am I wasting time sitting, here we go, sitting in my rocking chair reading a book? Scratch that. Let's even be worse. Sitting in my chair watching television, some game show. I like watching things that are funny. Some game show for 5 hours, is that a waste of time? Well, a programmed person would say yes. What a waste of time. What a waste of earthly time. A human person would say, yes, what a waste of time. Do you know how much time it took just to have this earth form? Scratch the earth. This universe formed. But let's get back to the earth. Billions and billions and billions of years. Was there any time wasted with the creation? Any time wasted? Even when there was nothing going on? Wasn't the earth a big frozen ice cube before it even formed into the earth? I don't know. You know what I'm talking about. Dinosaurs. Is that a waste of time? There's the spiritual, if you identify with more of your consciousness, your spiritual being, there is no need, there is no desire. Scratch the need and desire to want anything other than what is in the present moment. What else do I need? But if I'm identifying with my human being, my humanness, I've got to be doing something. something productive. What's on my list? So there's a difference between doing and being. Which one do you think is going to bring more peace? Which one do you think is going to bring you more contentment? We've all been there. We've all accomplished goals. And then what is that feeling? What is it after the goal? I don't care if it's a six-month goal, a two-month goal, a two-year goal, a five-year goal. After you accomplish the goal, Tom Brady, what else do you want? Another one. That's the program, to not be satisfied. So the spiritual being, when I follow or when I identify with, which is, let me tell you something, it's up to 80% now. I just don't want to disappear, but 80%, 85%, it's a lot. Meaning that these stories that the ego tells me, these thoughts, might as well be invisible, non-existent, whispers. You know, you should see me. I have my right hand up and I'm knifing through, pushing through a cloud. It's like pushing through a cloud. Effortless. Being a spiritual being is effortless. Human beings require, scratch that, programmed human beings will say, we got to put a lot of work into it. Work, work, you got to work hard. Now, I'm not poo-pooing anyone. Uh-oh, you know what? This is a perfect time for a little segue. Let me segue into this really quick. I usually do this at the beginning of the show. The five most common regrets of the dying. It's a study done. You can Google it by a hospice nurse. The five most common regrets of the dying. People that had days to live, weeks to live, months to live. The first regret is, I wish I would have pursued my dreams and aspirations and not the life others expected of me. I wish I would have pursued my dreams and aspirations and not the life others expected of me. Number two, oh, look at this. Oh, what a coincidence. What a segue. I wish I didn't work so hard. I'm not telling you not to work hard. I'm not saying that at all. What I'm saying is, this is the question. What do you prioritize? And only you can answer. I can't answer that for you. What are you prioritizing? The doing or the being? So number two, on the five most common regrets of the dying, I wish I didn't work so hard. Number three, I wish I had the courage to express my feelings and speak my mind. Number four, I wish I would have stayed in touch with my friends. We outgrow these people sometimes. And number five is, I wish I would have let myself be happier. That says it all. And with this journey, with my journey, I just did the happiness thing first, this contentment thing first. And the discoveries, my dear audience, there's always something to do. There's always some homework. One of the things that Hakeem mentioned is that this is a school. This earth is a school, a place to learn, a place to grow, a place to expand. Yes. For some, that's the intention. And for some, it's something else. So my question is, if you identify, or when you identify with the humanness, your human being, You are going to worry. You are going to have fear. You are going to not trust. You are going to use the word we should. You are going to have regrets. You are going to resist the present moment. You are going to want more. This is not enough, universe. You are going to take things seriously. You are going to have this program of waiting for something else to happen. or you are going to live in the past or live in the future. You know how many people just do an experiment. Whenever you're around a group of people, doesn't matter where, I have my hand behind one of my ears, behind my left ear, like I'm listening into somebody's conversation. Listen in. Listen into these people's conversation, and what are people talking about? Do a survey. Do a study. Just with my little study, just as one individual, 95 to 98% of the population talks about what happened yesterday. Guess what happened to me yesterday? I'm not judging it. I'm not poo-pooing it. I'm not saying you need to do something different, but that's another human program. Can you imagine being a spiritual being and talking about what happened yesterday? Having a conversation? And you know what's fascinating to me? These people, and I say these people with a lot of love and acceptance, these people will pull up an unpleasant, unwanted complaint in a second. All I'm saying is if you prioritize or even make a commitment to wanting to experience more contentment and more happiness and more peace, then the practice is to let go of talking about yesterday. I was at dinner last night, and this is my practice because, oh boy, this gets me. Rebecca, how are your classes going? Or scratch that. How about this one? How are you? How was your weekend? I know that's my shit that I have to work on, that I have to practice with. And what is the practice? The practice is acceptance. The acceptance of the programming. Because there was a time where, oh boy, did I resist. These people are programmed. Well, don't they know it? Don't they recognize it? No, that brought absolutely zero peace to me. Is looking out at what other people are doing and making a judgment about it. I'm telling you, if I'm claiming to be a happiness specialist, I got a lot of work. I have a lot of homework. I have a lot of studying. I have a lot of assignments all the time. There's never a break. So what challenges me in my practice is lack of acceptance of where I landed and the time I landed. And the time, I mean, it's a minority of the population that realizes, that recognizes the bigger picture. And that is, there is no such thing as loss. There is no such thing as comparing yourself to someone else. There is no such thing as giving power to some letters put together, also known as words. There is no such thing as noticing what someone else is doing and being in someone else's business. There is no such thing as whatever cause you have wanting other people to think that your cause is as important as you think your cause is. Shout out to everybody that has a cause, whether it's global warming, whether it's animal rights, whether it's recycling. I'm not poo-pooing on your cause. What I'm saying is that the program is to want other people to think what you think is important. You want them to think it's important too. Just like I used to think that happiness is important to everybody. No, I was slapped right out of that one. Back to spiritual versus human. Which do you think is going to bring you more peace? Because we already know the humans, and the programming and having expectations. That's another thing that our listener said, Hakeem said, having expectations. That's another practice, eliminating all expectations of others and expectations of self. Oh, here's another one. This is another program, having an attachment. How about this? Do you think spirit has an attachment to an outcome, or is spirit, consciousness, free-flowing, not attached to an outcome, free-flowing, okay with uncertainty, at peace with uncertainty? I'm giving up all future plans. What did he say? That he doesn't even expect to wake up in the morning? That's what I'm talking about. Living life to the point where, and I'm only speaking for myself, living life to the point where I am so entrenched, so involved, so soaking up this present moment, there isn't any room for a program. Letting go of what humans view, deem important, top priority, is not easy. It's not easy. But I don't know. That's not a true statement. I was going to say, I don't know of anything worth anything that's easy. That's not a true statement. Doesn't take any effort for a bird to fly. Doesn't take any effort for a fish to swim. All I'm saying is to be mindful of who you are under all of the humanness. Who are you? And not only who are you, but what is important throughout the day? Is it important to be at peace, have contentment? Is that even a priority? Is that even a commitment? Your vibration, your energy reflects on what you practice. And so letting go of this humanness, letting go of it, that means I'm letting go of numbers, letting go of how many people listen, letting go of how many people like my content, letting go of all of the program. The program is responsible for the suffering. Why suffering? And I'm doing air quotes with the suffering, because I definitely know that everything is in order. Air quotes with the suffering. It's up to each individual It's up to each individual to prioritize what they think is important. I can't tell you I know what's important to me. But you have to make that decision for yourself. And is peace even a thing? Is that even on the list of things to do? Or a way to live? The programming runs deep, my friends. And what is enlightenment anyway? Knowing the truth about this life. Knowing the truth about I'm at a loss for words. Knowing the truth about what really matters. And I can tell you, I mean, there's a lot of evidence. The external reflects your internal. Scratch that. No. The internal reflects your perspective, your response to the external. This is an inside job. This is a road less traveled. This is a life that is supposed to be enjoyed regardless of the circumstances. So what are some of the program behaviors that are going to add? And if you are leaning toward being a spiritual being or leaning toward identifying with the spiritual being and not your human being, leaning that way, the practice is remaining open to a variety of possibilities and experiences. Just stay open. Nothing gets undone in this universe. This universe is complete and whole. The sun rises when it's supposed to, and it sets when it's supposed to. Nothing gets undone. Celebrate your growth. Celebrate your practice. Celebrate you as often as possible. Witness more. Witness the thoughts. Witness the stories. Witness more and identify less. I'm talking about with the human side. Witness this humanness. Witness this human being and identify with it less. Or not. Stay out of everybody else's business. That means not talking about them, discussing them, especially if they're not there. That's called gossiping. Leave these people alone. Let these people go. Noticing what someone else is doing is another human program. Recognize the difference between your unconscious ego and your higher self. And when you identify with the higher self, when you identify with the source, the spirit, whatever you want to call it, when you identify with God, the universe, guess what? Can you imagine and identifying with, you know what comes with that? Blind trust. Blind trust. Patience. An ease. Going through life with your shoulders down. Shoulders down. Deep breaths. No hurry. No concern. No, you know, that energy. There's none of that. It's a practice. When I say happiness, inner peace and contentment is a practice skill, that's exactly what I mean. So identifying, looking at these, and studying children. That's all I have today. That's all I have for today's show. Reality Spirituality is heard every Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And now you can visit my website at RebeccaNorrington.com. Follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington. LinkedIn, my Instagram handle is Reality Spirituality. I do have a few YouTube videos. Of course, all of this is going to be updated when, who knows, when it's time. How about that? How about letting go of that? No. I used to be a slave to my ego. It's supposed to happen in this day. You realize how much anxiety and how much stress that my ego put on me. It's supposed to be. This is supposed to happen. If you've listened to me, you know that in 2018 when my mother died and she gifted the family house to the handyman, do you realize that legal is still ongoing? It's 5 years later, and I'm still involved with that. Do you think that in 2018 if somebody told me, hey, in 5 years, is that going to be okay with you to have this ongoing fight with this attorney? Is that going to be okay? I would have said, hell no. But 5 years later, that experience is going to last for however long it's supposed to. If something is happening, it's supposed to happen. And if it's not happening, guess what? It's not supposed to happen. Simple. My first book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, can be purchased on Amazon. And the book that I'm writing now, Program for Unhappiness, that's right, Program for Unhappiness is going to be published sometime this year in 2023, hopefully before the end of summer. Until next week, my dear audience, I want you to remember who you are. You are a physical extension of the universe. Just today's show, you're either identifying with your human being or your spiritual being. Which do you think is going to bring you more peace? Your conscious energy, which is always evolving, always changing, always growing. Love is patient. And love is kind. Be patient and be kind to yourself by accepting yourself in every single moment, accepting the journey, accepting that person in the mirror. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. It is about the journey. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality Radio with yours truly, happiness specialist, global happiness specialist, I have to say a name now, Rebecca L. Norrington. And remember, happiness, inner peace, and contentment are all practice skills. And I promise you, the more you practice, the more peace you're going to find. The more your experience, scratch that, the more you experience, no, you will experience whatever you practice. Your practice reflects your experience. Have a conscious week. Thank you for listening. Cue theme song.
Yeah.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Spirituality.
It's a new experience.
Reality. Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Reality. Spirituality.
Question for RLM.
Reality, spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Reality, spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Get real. Reality, spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get down.
Reality, spirituality.
Yeah, you're gonna feel good now.